award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Dr. Rob Sitch.
Yes, the doctor is in, and thank God you hear Rob Sitch, because there's no sign of Ed Cavalli.
No, but I'm eating for him.
Good on you.
Excuse me.
You've been needing to eat a lot more than that. Thanks for coming in as we play What Have We Missed on Get This. There's a bit of Dickinson action coming up. I know you like that.
Get it started.
We're going to team him up with Frank Butcher from EastEnders. We'll find out how Hugh Hefner celebrates Halloween and lots of other stuff. There he is. Welcome aboard, Ed.
Oh, locked in the stairwell.
Who with?
Just Toto, man. It was terrible.
All right.
I'm playing live in there for some reason. What's going on?
That's what they do. It's all coming up on Get This with me, Tony Martin.
When he cracks a joke with no punchline, Mr. Speaker, he provides the canned laughter himself.
Your Whistling Connection. It's Triple M or KOFM in Newcastle. Get This around the nation. Myself, Tony Martin, that man in Cavalry. Richard Marsland, right. Tony, man of 1,000 nicknames.
Yep.
Still.
Lots of super K's.
Yeah, they're catching on. What's the latest one?
I think I had my Richard is a Marsland, like the John Mayer song.
Yeah, beautiful.
Body is a Wonderland.
Yeah, Richard is a Marsland.
It's terrible.
Very, very poor.
Cheating.
A round, please, for Rob Sitch.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, Rob.
Thank you. Matters arising from the Jay Giles Band.
Yes.
I want a playlist on my, on my iPod. Songs that have the whistle.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Because one of my favourite playlists is songs that have the whisper.
Yeah.
Spinal Tap sent it up with Listen. You drop the flower people. Yeah. All through the 60s, there was songs that somewhere in the middle of the hard rock, it goes, quiet.
Someone yes.
The bass player, usually.
We need a psychedelic morning.
The Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin. Was that going to qualify? It's got a kind of a moody story in the middle.
Yeah.
That's an impressive playlist, though, isn't it?
Oh, I think
you
so.
You should see my iPod.
Ed actually sang that song recently. Do you want to give us another rendition?
Are you kidding me? No, I didn't.
Oh, it's in the library. We'll get that out.
No, it's not.
Matty Dow's going to put that to an orchestra backing, Phil Spector style. But when you say whistling songs, when you're talking about The Stranger by Billy Joel, the original EastEnders theme, that had whistling.
It did Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah. Is that whistling?
Bobby McFerrin did all of the...
He did. I didn't realise.
When I first heard it, I was like, whatever. And then they were like, oh, this is a great achievement. I didn't realise that he did everything.
When you need a sort of gratuitous happy ending in your movie, you just slap that song on.
Is that right?
I think The Nugget with Eric Banner, they just go to Don't Worry, Be Happy. I think Schindler's List, the early cut.
Oh, is that right?
They ended with Bobby McFerrin.
I share an office with a music guru by the name of Billy Pennell, and I remember the day after the Grammys when Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy won Best Song of the Year.
Did it?
Billy was shaking his head going, who wrote Fast Cars?
Oh, Fast Cars.
You know what I mean? Fast Car by Tracy
Chapman. And he was in his office mourning, going, how Don't Worry, Be Happy could beat a song by Tracy Chapman. Fast Cars, one of the greatest songs that's ever...
Yes.
When you go back, that's a big call to give Bobby McFerrin the Grammy.
I know. It's like the year that Stairway to Heaven was beaten by The Streak. I don't know. Ed probably wouldn't remember that.
What's The Streak?
It's a song about streaking.
Really?
It's really big.
Sounds all right.
In the 70s.
It had the riposte. They call him The Streak. Yibbidi, yibbidi.
Don't Look Ethel.
Seems pretty good.
Yeah. I think there's a Radiohead version of that coming. It's a lot moodier, but...
It'd be hard-pressed to run out of lyrics when you've written a song called The Streak. But they did. I call it The Streak. Yibbidi, yibbidi.
Oh, thanks for coming in, Rob, because yesterday's show, we had to get Greg Fleet in here at the last minute.
Mm. I noticed there was police tape around the studio before.
There usually is. I don't know if you've seen his... Have you seen his latest stage show yet?
No.
Greg Fleet is touring with a show, and in case you're wondering, in his latest show, on stage every night, he'll be...
cultivating and trafficking commercial quantities of cannabis, possessing amphetamines and stealing electricity.
It's quite a show!
Stealing electricity.
Every night he steals electricity. I don't know how he does it.
Amazing.
Stealing soil. That's the crime that we've been exposed to once before. I don't know whether Tony's ever told you this, Ed, but once we were a part of a radio show that had a giveaway as a house.
Yeah.
The House on Every Street, I think, was the name.
Yeah, it's that good sizzle.
But we cleverly advertised the address of this house, including the fact that it possessed the plasma TV of its day, you know, a big Sony widescreen. And they came along, stole everything.
Yeah.
But on the way out...
It was a rival radio station, I suspect.
On the way out, the thieves just paused and went, wait a second. That's new lawn.
Yeah. Some ground there that and nobody's going to miss.
And they actually rolled up the new lawn, put it in the truck and drove away with the front lawn.
Took it out of there.
We, you know, the people who won the competition did get a three-pack of CDs, though, so they were pretty happy. Yes. What's going on around the world? Is there what's happening? Is Shea Kalele?
Yes, well, I found out. I thought of something last night.
Is he well enough for us to make jokes again? I guess is what I'm saying.
Is he on oxygen or is it?
I'm not sure.
It looked like a bong beside him at one point, but I doubt that's true.
Shake a lily. Shake. Sorry, stop singing it.
Everyone's saying he's guilty of a million things at the moment. Mm. I can think of one thing no one's accused him of, and I think he's got is plagiarism.
Oh, really?
Growing up, it seemed like every right-wing Christian blowhard used to say that
yes.
The girls were bringing it on themselves.
I know.
He's sort of 40 years behind the times on that one.
But he's added the plate of meat metaphor.
Yeah.
And the thing about
that's got to cut through.
Halali.
I just go, what happens when Halali goes into a butcher shop? I mean, how horny would he get? Who's leaving all these blades of meat lying around here? Haven't you heard my theory? I don't know. It is an odd theory because if we say the women are plates of meat, mm-hmm. then we're saying what, the men are animals?
I'm still in the pub, actually. I'm on the...
men are not coming out of it very well either. That's what I'm saying.
They couldn't. There's somewhere else on the buffet. the salad.
Well, the thing is, the head is actually... I can't tell whether you're thinking about a plate of meat or a woman.
During that exchange, I was thinking about Sizzler, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, man. That's like Hooters for Ed Gavin.
I was thinking about the... they've got this thing where they changed it, where it used to have a soft serve machine, right, which was delicious, and then they'd have bucket o' mousse. Next door, they'd have like this big kind of... you could just ladle this mousse in.
Sure.
And they got rid of the bucket o' mousse. So you were left with soft serve, and they replaced it with sprinkles. And that's just not cutting it, Sizzler. I'm sorry, but bucket o' mousse was the whole reason people went.
I just would love Ed to be on the old mastermind.
Yeah.
And hear his special subject, which is food delivery systems in franchise operations.
For all you can eat. I'm just enjoying the sight of the bloke from the KFC ad slagging Sizzler.
Oh, not slagging Sizzler.
Oh, yeah, conflict of interest there.
What's the theory again for people who haven't heard it, our Newcastle listeners, all you can eat? What's the key to it, Ed?
Problem with all you can eat, Rob, is it's around the wrong way. It's actually eat all you can. That's the phrase that you're looking for when you walk in, right? I've only ever been kicked out of one. My friend and I, Michael, were standing at a Chinese all-you-can-eat restaurant in Randwick in Sydney waiting for more crispy chicken to be put out. And they ushered us towards the door.
I thought those are things that only existed in Simpsons cartoons.
No, so did I. I never thought it happened to me.
What's the theory with the fillers?
Don't eat non-delicious fillers. Bread. Fizzy drink. These are all things that they put in there, Rob, to try and get you to fill up so that you don't go for any of the deliciousness, you know? So you don't eat pasta, you just eat the pasta sauce. Pasta sauce on salad, delicious. You leave room for bucket o' mousse, right? Because bucket o' mousse and soft serve will kind of form in the gaps that may have been left by the larger items like your chops and your prawns. That's the other trick that they're trying to do. They're trying to say it's all you can eat seafood to try and get you to fill up on prawns because that makes you thirsty and then you drink more with more fizzy drink. Don't touch the prawns until the end, until you're already full.
So while the rest of the world is trying to solve things like the Da Vinci Code and worm theory, Ed's just snuck off to the side and cracked the code.
There's world hunger on one side
don't
of the
eat
world.
Potatoes.
And then over here, it's like balancing your all you can eat and filling those nooks and crannies.
No potatoes. That's another trick. And if you're going to eat quiche, just eat the quiche off the top and leave the base.
Oh, have a follow-up question. Because potatoes are filling?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you're looking for is you anything that's a non-delicious filler that is just that's just mass without flavour, you got to cut it out. Mm. That's what they want, Rob. That's what they want.
One of the lovely things about your show, Tony, I always learn something.
Yes. I don't know what we were meant to be talking about in this break. How long should you wait after breakdancing before eating?
I went to a breakdancing class the other night.
You went to a breakdancing class?
And I literally went straight from dinner to the breakdancing class. I'd had lamb shanks and I went straight to the breakdancing class. Not recommended.
No, that's dangerous.
Because you end up accidentally kicking people in the head.
But Ed, surely you're too massive to be able to breakdance. Well, I was trying to demonstrate in the office yesterday and about three people got kicked in the head. One person was two offices down.
I got laughed out of my house last night. I showed my flatmate, Category 1 Genius John, and he said, are you breakdancing? I said, yeah, it looks terrible.
This is something you're being forced to do?
No, I'm into it.
Oh, it's a voluntary thing.
Yeah. I'm going body popping tonight.
Yeah.
My first body popping lesson is tonight.
I hope you're leaving enough space in your schedule for mini golf. Oh, did you see the news?
The
place in Ballarat where they're building the big miner and the mini golf emporium burnt to the ground.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Oh, and some locals seemed happy.
And I reckon, yeah, some
What's
of them, they suspect it was deliberately lit as a protest.
Yeah.
Or people want to play a new style of mini golf, like charred remains mini golf.
Anti-mini golf activists. I mean, Rob, you're a serious golfer.
Yeah, no, if you miss an easy putt, I've burned things.
Have you? You've gone the torch?
Torched a windmill or two in your time?
No, I must have. Yeah.
All right, we have serious subjects to talk about. I'm sure we do. That'll be next on Get This. That'd be In Excess, Perfect Strangers. That's I know right. Ed Cavalier would prefer the theme from Perfect Strangers.
I would.
With Balky.
My life, that my dream.
That'll be coming up later.
Stop me now. I should credit my friend Simon Griner for the non-delicious fillers. He originated it, and then I've taken it to a ridiculous level.
We don't want any trouble. Rob Sitch is here with us. He's a doctor in case anything goes wrong. When was the last time you had to use medical skills?
I think it was on a plane about 10 years ago.
Ooh, really?
I mean, use them accurately or...
Well, have you had that situation where is there a doctor in the house? Have you ever had that one?
Oh, I've had it on a plane and I've paused and I've unfortunately got into a conversation with a person sitting next to me about what I did.
Yeah.
And so as I'm thinking, oh, surely there's someone that outranks me in a jumbo. He's gone, he nudged me and he's gone, hey, you're... And then he's put the hand up. I'm here.
And what was the emergency?
It was a lady was short of breath.
Oh, right. Tracheotomy with a pen, one of those?
No. Can you do that?
In movies, it often seems to happen.
No. I often think that I'd only ever get called doctor if I was running for parliament. You know how?
Yes.
You know how, whether you've taught at Sunday school or you're a doctor, everything creeps into your resume when you run for parliament.
No, you'll be Dr. Rob Sitch if there's another Rob Sitch, because there's that thing, Dr. George Miller, you know, the Mad Max George
That's
Miller.
That's right.
And then there's the other George Miller, who I remember very meanly was always referred to in the English Empire magazine as the wrong George Miller.
Oh.
You're going, you've got to forgive him for Never-Ending Story 2 eventually.
Leave him
alone.
If we do.
If there's a guy with your name, you got to pray that you got the right initial in the middle. Yeah. I got a bad middle initial, I.
Oh,
Robert
right.
I. If I was to say Robbie J. Sitch.
Oh, that sounds good.
Robbie J. Sitch.
I think you will be now. Don't say stuff like that on this show.
Either a doctor or a NASCAR driver, I'm not sure.
Right.
Bobby J. Sitch.
Like
we are brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Vito. What the hell?
I was looking for a whistling song. Scorpions, Wind of Change. It was either this or me and Julio down by the schoolyard by Paul Simon.
Oh. You know what? This room scoffed when I introduced my whistling playlist. Now, Gorky Park, who sang it?
This is the Scorpions, Wind of Change.
Wind of Change, but it's got the line Gorky Park or something.
Yeah, Gorky Park's a place, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a film.
Thank you. Out of the room, Ed. You doubted me.
No. It was a Michael Apted film.
Well, I've had a good run. If anyone wants me, I'll be at Sizzler.
Hey, you're going to have
no non-delicious fillings for you.
You mentioned whistling songs. That makes me think EastEnders.
Beauty.
Cue up an example of David Dickinson and cue up an example of Frank Butcher. And we'll be needing that later.
Okay. You are right, though, Rob. The whistling playlist, dead set winner.
I'm glad I'm hitting all the big issues.
What are the big issues in comedy? Here's something interesting.
What's happened?
The Glass House has been axed.
I know.
And they're saying it's because of this purge of bias at the ABC. Yeah. Now, Rob, you would have had this situation. Whenever you do some sort of comedy show, at some point someone will float the idea that you should be doing one joke about the opposition for every joke you do about the government. And it never takes into the account the idea that the opposition have very little say in our lives.
Yeah. Yes.
The government are controlling things. Yeah. They're making decisions that affect us.
And the opposition just has to respond to these things.
And so there's more jokes to be made about the government than the opposition. But are they trying to
do this? Did they try that with you Late Show style and Frontline and that stuff?
No, that was more just out of dislike for us. It was non-partisan.
Yeah. I remember once being told by the EP, less jokes about the Dukes of Hazzard might be nice. I don't know if that was bias.
Hey, point taken though.
But I remember on Martin Malloy when we were doing the first year, Paul Keating was Prime Minister. So we just laid into Keating for the whole year. Mm. And then the next year, Howard was Prime Minister. Mm. And so we started on Howard. And it was, you're biased against John Howard.
Yes. There's a
there's a misnomer in it all. It's like when the judge gives a verdict of guilty against a murderer.
Yes.
You can't object and say, well, can you give a balance? Can you give a view that he's that he's not guilty?
Yeah.
Because just for purpose of balance, and comedy satire is a judgment, isn't it? Yeah. It's a judgment about the powerful.
That's
there's
right.
There's no point turning to Beasley, who hasn't passed one piece of legislation
no,
in
really.
A decade.
He's got a great third bit of theme music, sure, that's but beyond true. That, bugger all, a few catchphrases.
Can waddle, you know, but that's it.
Certainly can waddle. Have you got an example of, who is it, David Dickinson?
Yep.
I know Rob loves David Dickinson.
We're going to have an eye-popping, cracking lot of kit on that stand.
Antiques Valuer on Foxtel. Another person we love on Foxtel from EastEnders on UK TV, Frank Butcher.
Butkel!
There you go. A lot of people have been emailing in saying, surely you can get those two together. If you got the montage there, you'll have to go into the computer. So we're making up this show on air.
Wow, not bad.
Really, we should start having meetings, don't you think?
Yeah, I just love the confused look Shanksy gives us sometimes.
I think it's because of how unsuccessful the meetings on the shebang are. They go for hours, and Marty usually, it's people trying to bring Marty into line.
But did you guys ever have air checks when you were on?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that later. Have we got it there? Let's get David Dickinson and Frank Butcher together.
Have I done my homework?
You've taken it as gospel when you should have known damn better.
My homework has been over 25 years, print now.
Pot kettle.
25 years. I've got flair, I've got talent, and I've made several million pounds. What can you say about the antique business?
I have every right.
So you're saying now you're qualified to tell me?
I couldn't tell you I know all about it. I can't come charging up to your shout in the oats.
I've been doing this business for 25 years. I'm very disappointed in this conversation today, and in fact, I'm a bit off with it.
What is the matter with you, woman?
I am not happy.
But, girl?
I think I've had enough, quite frankly. You know, you're taking the out of me.
You are an old woman for crying out loud. Doing a stretch at your time in life.
Over 25 years, that was my take-home homework.
Well, fair exchange is no robbery.
I'm not a big brother.
But, girl?
I will walk from this series.
Like the dozy big plum he always was.
You can carry on merrily on your bloody own.
God help us.
Now, that's how I feel about it, because you've taken 25 years of special work with a lot of flair and a lot of talent into question.
All this for some cockeyed revenge about nothing.
I'm going to say this from now on. No more prisoners, no more nice talk. From now on, you are dealing with Dickinson.
And I love you, you barmy old horse.
Noble.
God help us.
There you go. So if you'd like us to combine anyone else, send in your requests.
That's how our farmers should sound. You know, I reckon there's a problem when you've got drought. You turn to the farmers and they go, "Now you've completely ruined your, you know, you've had to sell your sheep." Well, yeah, not too good. And whereas if you sounded like that,
yeah, Cockney,
passion, please,
Cockney. If we had a bit more Cockney aggravation out on the land, maybe they'd be getting more action.
Cockney aggravation.
Now you just asked me, do we have air checks on Martin Lloyd?
Yeah.
Painful. What we didn't have was the blue sky session.
Oh.
The ideas show.
Ooh.
Listen to this one, Rob. This is one they have around
this
here.
This is your new one.
A find storm.
Find storm, find storm.
They have a find storm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I can't.
Not
I can't. I couldn't explain to you what a find storm is, but they have one, and it's often combined with a BIF, a big ideas forum.
Oh, okay.
Now, down at Working Dog, when you're coming up with scenarios for Thank God You're Here, and they're up on the whiteboard, what do you call that? What's that session called?
A meeting.
Meeting? Oh, so 20th century.
You've made me feel inadequate. It's a comedy blitz and storm.
Oh! Comedy blitz and storm. That could work. I mean, this makes more sense than find storm. And what has come out of the blitz and storm tonight? Who is on Thank God You're Here this evening?
A young man by the name of Merrick Watts. Makes his debut.
Yes.
Glenn Robbins.
Oh,
I can warn you that he'll be in a Santa suit. So we'll see what he makes of that.
Yeah.
And Joe Stanley.
Yes.
And the final one is Maddie Newton's made a return. But we've also got Don Burke on.
We
shot that during the week, and we made them all a celebrity gardener, except we didn't tell them what they're a celebrity for.
Okay.
Which is close to the truth these days, isn't it?
Where's Don Burke these days?
on our show for a start.
But is he just hiding out like an...
No, he's always been involved in land care.
Oh, right.
You know, water salinity, roll it all together.
What's he come up with for the water shortage? I mean, I'm...
More sweaters?
I've mastered the half flush with a full flush system.
I know you have, Tone.
Because we have an old style toilet system.
We've heard this.
And thanks to hands of a master safecracker, I can execute a half flush. It took a long time and a lot of wasted water to perfect it. But if you've only got full flush, have a crack at it.
The future's arrived, Tone.
Will that be enough, do you think? Will that stop icebergs falling off into the ocean?
No, I don't think so.
Damn, I'll see that Al Gore film again. That'll sort out everything.
I saw it yesterday.
You
did. Inconvenient Truth.
It's a very easy film to watch, isn't it?
Well, if you know what graphs mean, you're sweet.
Yeah.
You know, it's scary. It's all scary, Tone.
Yeah.
If you know what graphs mean.
Yeah, I'm going to rollerblade to work from now on.
Was it scarier than the Hilary Duff Perfect Man?
No. Nothing is scarier than Hilary Duff.
Were you eating during the film?
I wasn't, but I went with Ryan Shelton, and afterwards he said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Why?" He goes, "Because for the last half an hour you were like rolls rolling around in my seat all upset." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm hungry." Yeah. And off we went.
Normally Ed has caterers follow him into the cinema. It is getting dark outside. We have so much to get to on this show. What have we missed? We're going to play that and something else we haven't thought of yet. All coming up on Get This.
It became a 12-hour ordeal
for the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
You name it, you can put it up for sale at tradingpost.com.au.
Around the nation, you're listening to Get This on Triple M in most places. If you're in Newcastle, it's KOFM, I understand. Rob Sitch is with us on the bench.
Trouble in Sydney, Tony.
Yes, I think in Sydney two ad breaks were going to air at once. It's a new innovation. It's the result of the fine storm. They get to send out two lots of invoices. They're so happy when that happens.
Wonderful work.
Someone's gone, ad breaks, and someone else has yelled, double them. Promote that man.
Someone's going, what was it, 15% off or 40% off? I can't.
The bargains were brain snapping, nonetheless.
I haven't heard that for a while. Heard anyone describe their bargains as brain snapping.
It'll be back.
Do you reckon?
It'll be all new brain snapping bargains.
Boy, you've lost interest in my whistling playlist.
No, oh,
haven't heard that mentioned.
No, we haven't.
I started for the listeners.
You know what? It's a dovetail. Rob, there you go. Okay. As we're going to have the main info topic and the dovetail will be whistling songs.
Yeah, it usually means trouble.
There we go.
What else can I plug?
Podcast?
The podcast. Well, there's no new one at the moment. The Sheltcast is still up there. Something coming out of the pots and pans this afternoon. What about if you go to our website? You can see what happened on Caftan Day yesterday. Graphic pictures of us in our satiny caftan lounges. You can see what Mr. Marsden looks like. Because people can't quite see what he looks like in that picture of my dog that's up there. But now you'll finally get to see, as he claims, a Ewan McGregor lookalike.
No, I reckon he's more, I reckon you're more Rusty Crowe, an early Rusty Crowe.
I think so.
Oh, and you've been practicing the Russell Crowe voice, haven't you? What have you come up with?
G'day, folks. How you doing?
That's not bad.
It's not nice. I always get the stick from you. Take the smile out of your voice. You have a natural smile in your voice.
Yep.
Get some anger in there, right? Mm-hmm. No one understands you. No matter how much good acting you do, no one understands you.
No one understands your music and your lyrics. They don't see it the way Tofog do.
It's 30-odd foot of grunt. People don't understand the grunt.
You're angry now, Richard. Have another crack.
G'day, folks. How you doing?
I still wouldn't be scared of you if I ran into you at Veal Gardens, Rich.
What about if I had a phone in my hand?
You get in, Joe Pesci.
You were talking about whispering music recently. Now, Rob, do you get into the whispery acting? Don't you love a bit of that? Give us your Sam Worthington and Macbeth again, Ed.
Is that one of them daggers I see before me, or a dagger of the mind?
That's a line from Macbeth. One of them daggers I see before me.
That is a bit of an acting trick, isn't it?
You've got to get back.
Drop your voice like that.
Oh, he's good.
Sound guys to come in and the audience think that what you're saying means something, but really all you're thinking about is the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good.
Get your hands off that moose bucket, you. And sex me here.
More fried chicken.
Brain-snapping bargains. Ken Bruce has gone completely mad. What are we talking about? Is this a radio show?
I don't know.
Here's just another thing to mention. Boytown Confidential. You've heard about Boytown, this film.
Juggernaut.
That supposedly tells the true story of this band that get back together. It's not the true story.
No.
Within the film itself, you might see this idiot in a mullet who's making a documentary about the band.
His name is Tony.
that actually exists. That documentary exists. You can see clips from it on the Boytown website. It's called Boytown Confidential. It blows the lid off Boytown. Go there, see that.
Good times.
Anything else to plug? Thank God your hero's on tonight. That's always good. San Sombrero. Rob, you've got a book out.
We do. It's a, you know, a fictional travel guide to a country that doesn't exist.
Yes.
But we added this year we added the hot guide.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Talk to you about the hot guide.
It's like a sort of a Joey in the pouch.
It's a Joey in the pouch.
Of San Sombrero.
Nice.
It's just based on all that. You know when you go to somewhere like Venice and you finally go to, you know, Terry's Bar or Harry's Bar or whatever it is and go, oh, you know, and try the cocktail they're famous for.
Oh, yes.
And you realise their only achievement is putting rum in tonic and then charging 42 euros for it. That's the achievement.
Well.
So it's all of that. I think my favourite is that Tom came up with the idea of the Zimbabwe Game Lodge, a 7-star lodge that where after dinner the animals come out and reenact scenes from The Lion King. They're specially trained.
It all really happens in San Sombrero. It's a very musical country.
Oh, musical. Mm.
The what's that single that's going around?
La Bubba Bumba.
The Bubba Bumba.
Yeah, that caught on?
It's the forbidden dance, so it's certainly not in these parts. But it's the only dance where bodily fluids are often exchanged.
Well, I think some are about to be exchanged because it's time for the Cavalier music machine to crank up.
I don't know what it is about me this week. I'm on the same kind of bent. I'm on a musical odyssey. I'm on a stinging musical odyssey.
Oh, you're not more sting.
I don't know. Look, Tone, let's not judge too quickly. Synth, I'll be playing synth, Rich, some drums at some point.
Yep.
And then I'll probably crack in with what? Like high pitched guitar?
Yeah.
Two, three.
Cover me.
Cover 2, 3, 4.
Got a hint of Kershaw about it.
Yeah.
Yes, that is Sting. We'll be together around the nation on Get This. Rob Sitch is with us, and let's go straight up the mountain. Let's. What have we missed? That's what we're playing. We've been so distracted by Nick Kershaw on the back of a truck.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
What did we do yesterday? Greg Fleet was here.
I nominate something.
What?
I just said on the radio driving in today. The news, they're concerned that there might be another coup in Fiji.
Oh, another one.
And you go, shouldn't we have heard about this 6 months out until... I actually went to Fiji during a coup.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was a student without much money.
I think they do Kentucky tours. You can do the Fiji coup Kentucky tour these days.
Is it coup season?
Well, I think was his name General Rambuka.
Yeah, General Rambuka.
I think that was him. I can't remember that. Maybe that was coup 4. And
it was an 80s coup.
They were literally, you know, giving air tickets away because the tourism business naturally dropped. Mm. And so I went. Oh, you know,
yeah.
These are the things you do when you're young. My $80. Yeah, I'm in. I flew there. But the amazing thing about when Fiji has a coup, you wouldn't notice. It was two guys. We sort of, you know when you have a gun and you wish you weren't holding it? You know, you sort of have it slung over the back and it's a kind of annoying thing, like a backpack.
Yeah.
There were two guys at the airport and I never saw another fellow in uniform.
Wow, leisurely coup.
Leisurely coup.
Do you want to have a coup today? Oh, no, it's nice out. Yeah. Won't bother.
Wait till it's raining.
The DFAT has got that, you know, all postpone all non-essential travel.
Yeah.
And I'm going, don't buy that. Get over there.
That's right.
That's your ticket to a good time.
All the going's good.
DFAT warnings.
Okay, we missed that.
Yep.
Here's something we missed. Halloween. Mm. We didn't really celebrate Halloween here.
I'm not really sure what we're celebrating.
No.
I still don't understand it.
They celebrated at the Playboy Mansion.
Of course they do.
Where Hugh Hefner decked all the bunnies up in scary gear.
Did he?
And, I think we've got a clip from the news.
The dramatic makeover was for a Halloween party at his LA home. The bunnies had special outfits for the event, but the 80-year-old chose his classic costume, a dressing gown.
A dressing gown? It's a smoking jacket.
A dressing gown.
But, you know, he is just like an old guy in... It should just be a dressing gown.
Yeah, yeah, in his Jetsons dressing gown.
With an Ovaltine in his hands. And have we? I think there's a bit of soundbite of Hugh Hefner.
He also revealed his first love was horror films.
In my early teens, I actually created a club and a magazine called Shudder. And so the first club I created was not the Playboy Club, it was the Shudder Club.
Yeah, if you've seen Hugh Hefner recently, it's the Shudder Club again.
It's back!
It's Shudder time when he comes ambling in the smoking jacket. I was shuddering.
I saw, I think we missed a show called Shock Docs.
Oh, don't watch Shock Docs. I mean, I know I shouldn't discourage people from watching television, but that is one disturbing show.
Shockumentaries are my favourite type of mentary. Oh. And last night it was, you know what, Tone?
Oh, I saw 5 seconds of it.
Big Fatty's getting fed on a stick.
And we're not just talking, we're not making fun of people who are overweight.
Not
we're talking
all.
About people who cannot get out of bed.
Have to be levered out of bed.
That was, I just heard the statistics. I was in the next room and I was hearing phrases like, has not had a bath in 14 years.
That's
what has not worn clothes in a decade.
Not even the caftan people can make him one.
Must be fed with a bit of sandwich on the end of a stick. I mean, Dr. Rob Sitch, how does it get that bad?
Mm. I'm just trying to work out the meeting that led to the invention of that show. What do you call it again?
Shock Docs.
Storming? What is it again?
A fine storm.
Fine storming. Yeah, I think that came up with Shock Jocks. How do you get so fat? I don't know. I mean, you just—I think eating's the key to it.
Yeah, but there must be a point where you can't. You go, okay, I'm really big, but now I cannot get out of bed. I cannot have a bath for 14 years. Yeah. They're craning me to the hospital.
Yeah,
I mean, isn't where did surely that doesn't happen so gradually that you don't notice it's happening?
No, but it becomes an addiction. You get addicted to sugar highs and all that sort of thing.
But just, I mean, if they can't get to the fridge. No. You'd think that would solve the problem.
I think that'd be it.
They've got collaborators, people bringing them sandwiches.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Those people should just draw the line. They should say, look, Barry.
You've had enough.
You jab at that, mate.
My God. It was funny when we had a Star Wars party. Everyone loved you. Yeah. You were hilarious. But now.
When the pizza delivery guy turns up with 42 pizzas to a one-bedroom apartment, you might. Penny might drop.
I don't know. And a person that big, now, am I right in saying a person that big still just has a normal-sized human heart, right? Or does the heart become enormous?
You keep confusing me with someone who's got knowledge, but anyway. There'd probably be the heart can grow and expand to its...
Yeah, not into Philip Ruddock's instance, but yes, I'll go with
to
you.
To fit its task, but often it does, often the, from memory, it doesn't actually have to grow bigger to pump more volume, but it tends to.
Okay. I don't know. It's disturbing footage.
Yeah, actually, the heart is actually made of chocolate. You won't be surprised.
Right? I had no idea.
Dark chocolate, the stuff that's good for you.
Fair enough.
If you're about to, you know, take my comments before to the bank, now you realise the quality of them.
Here's something we missed. Maddie Dower taped this. Man on the pots and pans for this program. He taped this off Channel 10 News last night.
It's been revealed tonight that a senior politician has 9 taxpayer-funded mobile phones. National Senator Ron Boswell, he said he hasn't got 9 phones, he has only 8.
There's nothing really needs to be added to that.
8 phones.
8 phones.
For what? Well, yeah, okay, so I'm thinking, okay, business, personal, mistresses... Allegedly, you know, perhaps mistresses slash...
Teenage daughter would have 4.
There we go. It's 4 for her. And then, well, we've still got, what, 3 left over?
Ordering pizzas for his morbidly obese friend.
Okay, there's one.
What have we missed, Ed Cavalli?
The other thing that we missed was Halloween. I was talking to a friend last night and she said, look, some kids came around to try and get some candy off.
Trick-or-treating in Australia.
This is what I... It's what she was surprised at first. And the first kid got a mandarin.
Is that a trick or a treat?
And he looked very upset. She goes, and it wasn't even one of the good mandarins. I gave him one of the bad mandarins, the ones we don't eat. Well, that's weird. And then the second kid got it even worse. The second kid got these biscuits. And I had one of these biscuits at her house about 2 weeks ago. And I thought, this biscuits taste weird. And she goes, yeah, the cat's been licking those. And the kid got the leftover cat lick biscuits.
It was worse in our street. The bloke down the road from me said, the kids came up and said, trick or treat. And he goes, okay, trick. And they go, we don't have one.
He slammed the door.
He said, what?
Face.
And he goes, you've just got to give us something. He goes, oh, he's $2. He's $2. Like the lack of effort in our area.
He's $2.
Oh, I don't know.
People are usually prepared for trick.
We actually put spiders around our house.
Did you?
For the kids, you know. Oh, yeah. Hung them off elastic so that they bounced.
That's cute.
Yeah. And I was like Homer Simpson last night, scaring the kids. And then I got up this morning in the early twilight and walked into a spider. Oh, a spider!
It is fun to be Homer Simpson occasionally.
Yeah.
The only moment where I really become Homer Simpson is
I'm taking a whiz with the door open, and I like it.
Do you like that, dear Tate?
Every now and then, I'll just do that.
All know. Right, what have we missed? Big events in your life, television, anything that we haven't covered on this show that you think that we should be across.
Yeah.
The other thing, because we often get excellent emails of YouTube, and this is the most visual show on radio, but we have to draw the line somewhere.
We don't mind.
And the dovetail today, for one, Dr. Bobby J. Sitch, is... whistling songs.
Tell us your favourite whistling
song. Delicious whistling songs.
Thanks for your interest.
133353, give us a call.
All right, he's just making it up now. That's Gavin DeGraw here at Get This Around the Nation. you ready to go in? Let's get up the mountain.
Hi, Dan.
Rob Sitch is with us. Hey, is Dan on the line?
Yeah, Dan, what's up?
How you going?
Yeah, very good, sir. Very good. What have we missed?
Well, I know you guys are into your movies.
We are.
We've had, you know, over the years, you know, movies based on video games based on movies. Yep. But back in the day, the best thing was board games based on movies.
Whoa, hang on a sec,
board game. Oh, there was the Escape from Colditz board game that was from the TV show.
What else, Dan? What other ones we missed?
Well, there was one very similar to Squatter based on the Man from Snowy River game.
Is that right?
Yep. Squatter. And my favourite, and probably the weirdest, was the Jaws game.
What happens in the Jaws game?
And it was a big plastic shark with a mouth held open by rubber bands that it was filled with old tyres, boots, dead fish, and you had to remove them with a hook before the mouth snapped shut.
Dan, that is a brilliant game.
It was a great game.
Do you still have it?
I don't, unfortunately. No, I've been searching eBay for months.
Wow. I've mentioned this before. I have the 45 single of the theme from Jaws, which is the most bizarre 45 ever. When would you put that on?
Hey, what about the game? Well, maybe we need a board game of that new Australian film, The Book of Revelation.
That'd be a rather disturbing
few hours. Thank you, Dan. Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
It's called the Pearl Necklace. Oh, g'day, boys.
What?
Yeah, good. Right. Oh, that old one.
now, what? You've got a whistling song, don't you, sir?
Yes, the Tony Barber special, Green Sleeves.
Are you prepared to have a crack at it?
I can sing it.
No, okay.
Hello to any dogs listening this morning.
I'm guessing it's not on the iTunes store.
Is there a whistling section on the iTunes store?
No. Jeremy, that's... Jeremy, were you singing that or whistling it? Because it sounded like whistling.
No, if I was singing it, it'd be in like a lyric tenor, but...
Tenor.
Just a whistle.
Let's get back to your practice.
Are you a music fan? Would you consider yourself a music buff?
Oh, not at all, no.
No, say yes, Jeremy.
No, just go with me, say yes.
No, I'm battery at the moment.
All right, but if you were...
Yeah, let's say you were,
do you remember Knights in White Satin?
Say no, Jeremy. Say yes. You've heard it too many times. You don't want to hear it again. Because I can... Shanksy's got his finger on that terrible button, and he's gone. Yeah. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
That's a pity.
Andrew, how are you? Hey, mate, what's up? What have we missed?
In the new edition of Zoo Weekly, it's got Crystal on front, the one with the fake.
Mm-hmm. You can't miss that.
Yeah, it looks like she's got trout pout going.
She's got trout pout, Andrew.
To go with the fake boobs?
Wow.
I'm not sure if trout pout is a medical condition, Rob, but it's when the celebrities just get too much gear in the lips.
Yes.
And what is it with those lips? Is it they only last for like a certain amount of time and you have to go into bow repairs and have it re-chocked up again?
And then they get resorbed, I think. Oh. I don't know. It's the obvious... What you're saying is the obvious. I've just got a big medical word for it.
Due to
absorption.
Absorption. And hey,
Andrew, have you got a whistling song for us?
Yeah, Patience by Guns N' Roses.
A few people called up about this. Can you whistle a bit of it for us?
Nah, not a Guns fan.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you whistle a bit of it for us?
You're listening to Triple M.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, FM in Newcastle.
And is there kind of high-pitched nah, over the top of that?
No, that's just that's the opening refrain of the song, I think. No.
Opening refrain. Thank you, sir. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, boys. Very well.
You've got a great whistling song. What do you got for us?
Life of Brian.
Life.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Great call. We don't need that demonstrated. It is
great
a classic.
Oh, Matt.
And I've also got something you missed.
What's that?
the PR guys from Dunhill Cigarettes the other night saying that they always encourage responsible smoking.
Oh, responsible smoking. What is responsible smoking? That's when you're in a smoking jacket with a long holder, isn't it?
No, I think it's when you're
bunny ears.
24 hours a day. I think the most the most responsible thing to do is to be never seen without one.
That's right.
Wow, I can't. Did that place crack up laughing, or was anyone able to keep a straight face?
Well, they was been, you know, the ones that they were talking about, the kids can fold out and split in half.
Oh yeah.
And they said, but we always encourage responsible smoking. Oh, and I just had it almost fell off the lounge.
Goodness.
Yeah. Matt, can I ask a question? Do you like Knights and White Satin?
Hello, Paul. Paul is next on the line. Paul, how are you? Paul, how are you? Paul, how are you going? Now, you've got a whistling song for us.
Yep.
Which is?
Michael Bolton sitting on the dock of the boat.
Bolton?
Yeah.
And how does the whistle break go in that one, Paul?
I'll give it a go. Something like
that. I would rather hear that than the Michael Bolton.
Same
Bolt
here,
version.
Paul.
I'm just going to have to upgrade from a 30 gig to an 80 gig.
Hey, Paul, is there a film clip attached to that song at all?
I think there might be.
I can sense the Bolt standing on some kind of dock with just wind going everywhere through his coiffed mullet and one of those shirts that it's like a circular neck with a big medallion at the front is
and
one
a ruffle
and a ruffle.
Yeah.
Did he have any ruffles, Paul?
He might have.
Yeah, you know, you're wearing ruffles.
That'd
like
be a great look for Knights and White Satin,
no,
wouldn't
you think? And that's all we got time for.
And
thank
how
you
would
everyone.
Knights and White Satin
thank
go again?
That called in.
Knights and White Satin. Never reach to the air. Something or other. Something else.
Okay, Ed, I promise we'll never play that again.
No, you don't. You're lying. You're both lying. Thank you, Robbie, for whistling to try and drown out my singing.
Rob, thanks
Someone's
for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
Thank God You're Here is on tonight on Channel 10 at 7:30. It's 30. The second to last episode.
And that's it.
And Newton.
But there's that DVD out.
Yeah.
It's got a game. You can play Thank God You're Here at home yourself.
Mm. Yes, Tommy and I invented that.
Fantastic.
We should have made a board game out of it.
Oh, you have to choose who's going to be Shane Bourne. And you've got to choose someone who's going to be Ed up the back trying to be inconspicuous. That's a load of fun in your lounge room.
Just eat.
That's coming out. Thanks to everyone who called us up. Yeah. And, well, our key phrase today, I think it was...
Nights with Saturn. Never reach to the air. Something or other. Something else.
Off to the showers. Thanks, Rob, and we'll be back tomorrow with Fifi Box.
All right.
And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito Neguzzi.
Now, you see the beautiful way in which they put those dovetails in there. Not very proficient at it, but nevertheless, that's the difference.